This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My name is Ravinder. I'm a non-Muslim. I am a Sikh and I believe that all religions are right. And there is one God. Everyone will go to heaven irrespective of being a Muslim, a Sikh, etc. There are different disciplines to reach him. I presume God, Sikhism, Islam, etc. What do you have to say?
The brother posed the question. He's a Sikh, he says, all religions are right, all religions believe in one God, so what do you have to say? We'll all go to heaven. Brother, I am a student of comparative religion. According to me, all religions are not right. In the religion itself, there are many contradictions. In the religious scriptures itself, now coming to Christianity. If you analyze in Christianity, there are so many contradictions in the Bible. There are so many things which are unscientific in the Bible. So Bible, according to me, is a mixture. It may contain the word of God. It contains the word of prophet. It contains the word of historians. It even contains pornography, I'm sorry to say. How can I say that this pornography is the word of God? There are many mathematical contradictions. I can give a talk only in the mistakes in the Bible. There are so many unscientific things mentioned in the Bible. The Bible says the world is flat. I can give a talk on that. Time doesn't permit me. Same thing with the Vedas. Though I give talks on the Veda, there are many things which I disagree in the Veda. There are things in the Veda which say the Almighty God created the Brahmins from the head, the Kshatriya warrior class from the chest, the business class, the Vaishyas from the thighs, and the Shudras, the low caste, from the feet. Islam doesn't believe that human beings have been created in caste and levels. So how can you say all religions are right? Again, you go to the Hindu scripture, it says that if a husband dies, then in the pyre, the wife should jump, the widow, which is totally wrong. The Veda says that the sun moves around the earth, which is unscientific. In this, by doing comparative religion, I cannot say that all religions are right. Part of all the religions are right, you can say that, which I wouldn't mind. What I'm saying, only follow that part which is right. What is wrong, you don't have to follow. So in this way, brother, I disagree with you. I'm a student of comparative religion. You can see my cassettes. I've spoken on various religions, on Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Sikhism, Buddhism, etc. So only what is right, you have to follow. What is wrong, you don't have to follow. Hope that answers the question.